Tonight's shir, Simen Mem Hey, Din Tefillin Bebeis HaKfaros Bebeis HaMerchatz, the Aloch of Tefillin in a cemetery and a bathhouse. Sif Aleph, Asur Likaneis Bebeis HaKfaros O Besoch Arba Amos Shel Meis Utefillin Berosho. It is forbidden to go into a cemetery or within four amos, four cubits of a nifter, Utefillin Berosho, he's wearing his tefillin on his head, Mishum Loyeg L'Rosh, because the pasuk says one should not mock the poor. Then heim mechusim, but if the tefillin are covered, mutter, it is allowed. Mishnah Berurah sifkon al beves hakfaros. It's forbidden to enter a cemetery. Vafilu toich dalan amus shel mekom hascholos hakvarim gam kein oser. Even to go within the four amus of the beginning of the graves is forbidden. If there is no fence or wall separating him from the graves. The Shulchan Aruch didn't just combine it together and say, it's forbidden to go within four amis of a grave or a nifter. Das Hamogen Avram, the Balarames, the Mogen Avram's opinion is, the Shulchan Aruch is coming to hint to us, the Mokam Beis HaKvaros V'lefnim, Asur afilu rochek aba amos min hakever. That as soon as you enter a cemetery, that's already a problem, even though the closest grave is more than four amos away. V'yesh mekilim is that others are lenient with that. So the Shulchan Aruch has two dinim. One, not to enter a cemetery. One, not to go within four amos of a corpse. Why don't you just say, don't go within four amos of a cemetery or a corpse? The reason is because he's telling us entering a cemetery is forbidden, even if you're still quite a distance from the nearest grave, and others disagree and say that would be okay. But ayin be'er aloch, if you look in be'er aloch, the be'emse be'es ha'kvaros, if you're in the middle of a cemetery, she'esh kvarm saviv, that there are graves all around, near the yesh lahachmir afilu rochek aba amas merkev, one should be strict, even though he's actually more than four amas from the closest grave. Sometimes you can have a cemetery, and in the center is an area like a park that's free of any graves. Even in that spot, which is more than four amas from the closest grave, if you're going to be lenient and say you can go into the cemetery as long as you're more than four amas from a kever, in this case one should be strict. Mashen can besope sekvaros, as opposed to the edges of the cemetery, dein shom kvarim, that there is no graves present over there. Rakta hukza hakarka lekvarim, it's just designated to be used for graves at a later point in time. Ein lahach medina, one need not be strict meikra halacha v'rachok aba amas min hakever, when he's more than four amas away from the nearest grave. The afal pikein, and nonetheless, after saying all these allowances, nachon shliyichnos klal b'tefillin shebereishoy, it's proper not to go wearing a tefillin on your head. Kol shu lefnim mechitzas beis hakvaros, as soon as you enter into the yard of the cemetery, even you enter the gates, enter the fences, already then you shouldn't be wearing a tefillin. Shemi yiskar b'toch amas shel eiz hakev lidas, you may come within four amas of a grave without realizing it. So the rule should be, before you enter into the walls of the cemetery, into that area, just take off the tefillin. Sifkan beis besoich arba amos v'chulu. So one cannot be within four amos of a corpse while he's wearing his tefillin. Because of a teres akenim, the teres akenim writes, the kol oisoch cheder shameis munachbo, the entire room where the corpse lay, choshev kedalat amos shel meis, is all considered the dalat amos of the meis, and one cannot enter that room wearing tefillin. Among Gibram Cholik Alov, the Mogen Gibram takes issue. The cost of the Einu Teufis or Kaaba Amos is no, four Amos is four Amos. Ayin Shom, look there. Vafilu Kever Shal Kotun, even the grave of a child, Sheidayin Lo Higil Echal Mitzvahs, who never reached the age of Mitzvahs, Afilu Hachi Ein Lichno Shom B'Tfilin B'Rosho, it's still inappropriate to go with Tfilin on the head to that grave, Mishom Loig L'Rosh, it's also going to be considered Loig L'Rosh. Seif Kotun Gimel, Mutter, if the tefillin are covered, v'mehem mechusim mutter. If the tefillin are covered, it's permitted. V'tzarech shagam horatzuos teyenem mechusos. The straps should be covered as well. Lefiga rafal pisha mutter lichnos b'tefillin shal yad levado. Therefore, even though it's permitted to wear your tefillin shal yad, hov v'hu mechusa, because the tefillin shal yad is covered. So if he takes off his shal roish and just wearing his shal yad, that should be okay. Tzarech lizoher b'ratzuos shal etzba'o shiyat higam k'mechus. He has to be careful that the straps around his fingers are covered, so he'd have to put his hand in a pocket or under his coat.
A glove.
That should not be seen. Exactly. Or a glove. That it should not be seen. Se'if Beis. The Beis HaMerchatz. in a bathhouse. Bais hachitzon, in the outermost room. Shakola oimdim bam heim levushim, everyone is dressed in that room. Yechamla niyeshan tefillin chachila, one can actually put on film in that room. Or bais ha'ensoi, in the middle room. Shemiksas b'dei adam oimdim sham levushim. Umiksas on aruma, some people are dressed, some people are undressed, kind of like a locker room. Eino yochala niyeshan chachila, one should not put on film in that room. But if he was wearing his tefillin in that room, and it's tzarich lechalitz, he need not take them off. But once you go beyond that, in the inner room, everyone standing there are undressed. Even if his tefillin were on his head, tzarich lechalitz, he would have to remove his tefillin. Mishnah Berurah, Sifkatan Dalet. Bayis hachitzon. In the outermost room, he can put on tefillin. The minig was, after they put on their clothing, or specifically their underwear, in the middle room, they're going to the outer area to finish dressing. The choluk is always the garment closest to the skin. So they put on the choluk in the center room, the middle room, and then they go to the beis achitzon and to finish dressing. So in that middle room, some people are dressed, some people are undressed. Yesh, or even some say, Dim ata ancient adam arum, that if right now, currently, there's no one there who's undressed, mutla nich pot film levarach, he could put on his tefillin with a bracha. The yesh, others disagree, kiven de hamakam yuchel azeb, because it is a place where people go undressed. Din merchatz olav b'miksaso, so it does have some criteria of a merchatz, of a bathhouse. Ubeis hatzevila, now what about a mikveh? Forget the bathhouse, let's move over to a mikveh. If you look in the Taz Sim Beital, it seems to say that didn't base bias and so yeshlo the chol davar. We treat a mikveh as the middle room, and therefore the person doesn't put on tefillin there, but doesn't have to take it off if he's wearing them. He can't make a bracha on the tefillin there, but he can make a bracha on tevila. I had some time to look there for his rationale. If you look at Magen Avraham in this siman, it implies the be'ein b'nei adam arum. If there's no one there undressed, mutl nirchbat tefillin levarech, he could put the tefillin on with a bracha. The dafka b'merchatz ichmira is only in a merchatz that we were strict in the beis emtsa'i, in this middle room. Afal pishein shem adam, even if there's no one there, because it has a mixas din merchatz mishum shezuham also rabba, because there's a larger degree of zohama, which maybe really should be, I mean, steam, perhaps. Usually we sometimes translate zoma as like scummy. I suspect it refers to the steam of the bath. Mehevel hachamin shemishtamashim, because of the steam that comes up from the hot water they use in the bathhouse, it gets into that middle room. Ma'ashen kim b'mikveh, as opposed to a mikveh, which isn't usually hot, it's not heated, so you don't have the same degree of zoma.
Worry about this, the steam getting in and messing up the tefillin, or something
no,
else?
No, it just makes the place unclean. Has the smell to it, the feel to it. It's not a clean place. But if they use hot water at the mikveh, they pour hot water in, then maybe it's taka like a merchatz. But if someone is there undressed in the base tefillah by the mikveh scenario, one should not go in there with tefillin or kisvei kodesh, things that were written by kedusha. It's forbidden to stand for the Hashem without clothing. So this is a separate issue. You don't stand in front of tefillin kisvei kodesh without clothes. You don't have three rooms by the mikveh. By the merchatz, you have three rooms. You have the bath in the innermost room, then you have like the locker room, then you have a dressing room. By a mikveh, it implies you have one place. You walk in and there's benches and a base tefillin. So what is it exactly? So that's what he's saying, that in some ways, maybe it's like the base emtsa'i. Some ways it's not like the Beis Hamsi. If the Maisa, there's someone there who's not dressed, maybe for that regard it's like mamish, the innermost room where the bath is. So is it like the middle room? Is it like the inner room? Is it like the outer room? That's his discussion here. So he's saying, if there's someone there who's using the mikveh is not dressed, then you shouldn't go with his phone. The ayin l'kamon simen peidal mishne bura ayin peinizeh. This is described more detail later in simen peidal. Mishne bura sifkotun vav. Ubayis ha'pnimi, in the innermost room of a bathhouse where everyone is undressed, then you have to take his phone off. B'zelu kul yama, this everyone agrees. Afilu ein shem adam arm, even if it happens to be that no one is there undressed, you can't come in with the phone. The nefishes zohamei ukebeis hakisei damya. because of the air that you're dealing with, we treat it like basic kisei. So again, I don't know if it's mashma has to do with the hot water. So I would think it's a steam issue, but the word zoma doesn't mean steam. It's hevel is more steam. So it's just a combination, I imagine, of it's just a dirty place. We don't treat it as a clean place. And it has a simha locha, the basic kisei. So that is absolutely going to be forbidden to go with film. As again, opposed to a basic tefillah, is not a din of a basic kisei. So that's why he's in between how to deal with a mikveh. Again, these are for people who watch film all day long. For us, this is really almost a moot point. We don't do these things because we don't wear tefillin all day. So in Mela, it's not really so practical for us, these halachas. But for when they wore tefillin all day, they had to differentiate on the different rooms of the merchatz and what would be the din of the base tefillah.